This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Stephen Paul Refsel. Last name is R-E-F-S-E-L-L. Date of birth is January the 27th, 1970. Case ID number is 304-1137. Date of exam, 4/14/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2020. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members or friends who have had COVID-19. He has received 2 vaccines for COVID-19 in 2021. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic/acute pancreatitis, tumor in the right ear, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2017, where he worked as a video camera tech installer for 8 years and an audio-video installer for 6 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment and has received disability benefits for approximately 3 years. Allegation number 1, chronic/acute pancreatitis. Number 2, tumor in the right ear with hypoacusis. Number 3, diabetes mellitus, type 2. And number 4, depression. History of allegations. Number 1, chronic/acute pancreatitis. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with acute pancreatitis. The claimant states that the character of the pain was a sharp acute pain located in the left upper quadrant area of his abdomen, and he states it did not radiate to any other place in his abdomen. The claimant states that he would have this pain at least 3 times a week and that it would last all day long. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, and weakness. He denies diarrhea, constipation, melena, or hematid emesis. The claimant had initially lost weight, but he has recently gained 30 pounds in 3 years. He is food intolerant to sweets and carbohydrates. He was diagnosed with acute pancreatitis and states that he is presently on Creon 24,000 international units, TID, and states that he had the pancreatitis secondary to alcohol abuse and depression. Allegation number 2, tumor of the right ear. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with a tumor in the right ear, middle ear, which was treated with gamma knife surgery in 2020 with good results. The claimant still has difficulty hearing in both ears, especially of the right ear, where he is has almost complete deafness. The claimant has difficulty with balance, and at the present time he does have bilateral hearing aids, which allows him to hear my conversation with him. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does complain of numbness and tingliness of his hands and fingers. He checks his blood glucose approximately one time per day, and that it usually comes out approximately 150. He states 150 milligrams / DM. The lowest reading that he's had has been 95, and the highest has been 180 milligrams / DL. He states that his hemoglobins have been normal, and he has not been placed on any medications at this time. He is diet controlled and appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number 4, depression. Claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of depression and sadness, as well as anxiety. The claimant states that he was homeless for 3 years and very alone. He states that depression started when his mother died of uterine cancer and his father married and left home. He was started on sertraline, 50 milligrams POQD, and has responded well to the medication. He is no longer homeless at this time and appears to be in a stable condition. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Noel Lopez. At the present time, he takes Tylenol 500 milligrams, one tablet, TID for pain, which does give him relief. He does no other physical activity at this time, secondary to still suffering from pancreatitis. Medications: Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams POQD, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, Creon, 24,000 units, international units, TID, sertraline, 50 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, depression / anxiety, bilateral prostate hypertrophy, history of rectal prolapse, hyperlipidemia, chronic pancreatitis, major surgeries, tumor of the right ear to remove a tumor of the middle ear area, which was performed by gamma knife surgery. Which was performed in 2020. His condition is stable at this time. The claimant also still suffers from hypoacusis of both ears, especially of the right side. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack per day of cigarettes for 10 years. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking beer, one fifth ounce of liquor per day for 15 years. He states that he quit in 2018, secondary to pancreatitis. The claimant denies any seizures, but has had delirium tremors, and was in rehab for approximately 1 week. substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 155 pounds. Height, 5 feet 8 inches. BP, 145 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate, 72 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 24. Could you drop down to general? This is a 52-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He has a tendency to put his hands over his abdomen and states that he always has a slight pain of his left upper quadrant. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the fourth sentence, no oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition and no teeth on the upper area of his mouth. The claimant did present with bilateral hearing aids, and he is wearing contact lenses. Snellen vision, OD, corrected, is 20 over 20. OS, corrected, is 20 over 20. Binocular, corrected, is 20/20. The claimant had contact lenses on and had no means of removing them at this time. But his vision is normal. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft and tender in the left upper quadrant, but was non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down? Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at plus 1. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Right after neurological, could you please put comprehensive medical labs dash normal findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well with his hearing aids. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows mild evidence of muscle wasting and some fatigue, which is very mild. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for chronic occasional pancreatitis. Probable diagnoses, number one, chronic / acute pancreatitis, - appears to be better at this time, does occasionally give him discomfort, and he has to be completely off of alcohol and on a diet. Number two, tumor in the right ear, - has been surgically corrected. The claimant has bilateral hearing aids and is able to hear me and to communicate well. Number three, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with normal hemoglobin A1Cs. The claimant appears to be well-controlled with diet only. Number four, depression / anxiety being treated with medications appears to be better now. The claimant is no longer homeless and is living in an apartment. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Stephen Paul Refsell.